through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You know, everybody was talking around here and there. So suddenly everybody decided to be inside the closet. So at the same time, when the next small explosion happened, the bullets started to come.
Shoaib Sultan, one of the students trapped inside the American University of Afghanistan. Terrorists attacked the school today. One person is dead, at least 14 others injured, according to local officials. Close to 75 dead after a massive earthquake in Italy. This American basketball coach was there.
But it lasted a long time. It lasted like over 30 seconds, which doesn't seem like a long time, but when you're in the middle of it, it was a pretty long time. We kept looking at each other like, what's going on?
Rhode Island University was in Rome for preseason practice. The Pope is calling for everyone to pray for the victims of the city. U.S. officials now confirming that American planes are bombing the Syrian town of Jarablus to try to drive ISIS out of that community. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and thanks for listening in to the second hour of Talented People. It's about 4:03 on August 24th, and we're streaming live across the nation here from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio stations on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm going to give you the forecast if you happen to be listening in our area. It's going to be really nice for the next couple days, just so you know. We have had some awesome weather, mostly clear tonight with a low about 59. It's like so great. Thursday, chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly sunny all day with a high about 87. Slight chance of showers on Thursday night before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 and 3 a.m. mostly cloudy with a low about 69. Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high of 91. And then just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., but mostly clear with a low about 68 on Friday night. Sunny all day with a high of 89 on Saturday, with mostly clear with a low of 66 Saturday night. Mostly sunny again all day with a high of 88 on Sunday. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 67. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high of 88 on Monday. And then just a chance again of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. So we're going to go to our break, and then we're going to have this fascinating conversation. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to learn with you as we go along about Hunterdon County. She's actually the vice president and the vice chair of the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission. In addition to winning several different awards and done so much for the arts, she was a stage performer in Paris, New York, and Philadelphia, and she's been established the Lambertville Cultural Center in 1979 and Franklin Theater Works of FTW in 2004. There's all stuff to learn about this guest, and we'll be right back after this quick break. Thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome to the show again. Thanks for listening to the second hour of Talented People. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Jim Lynch, the president of regional personnel here in Lebanon, New Jersey, serving Hunterdon County. If you took away anything from that, basically you have to call him if you're an employer and just know that they are there to handhold you through any type of staffing situations that you might want or need. Anytime serving Hunterdon County. So today, okay, this second hour is going to be a lot of fun. It's already 4:06. Her name is Maeve Pambiangi, and she's here in studio today. And this is an amazing conversation because she's been a stage performer in Paris, New York, and Philadelphia, and established the Lambertville Cultural Center in 1979 and Franklin Theater Works in 2004. The latter is the local theater arts organization focused on high-quality theater performed by young people. Maeve is also the vice chair of the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission and has received several awards for contributions to the arts in Hunterdon County. I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit more about everything that you've been up to. I know that you've bequeathed 10 acres of in Franklin Township and so on. And so we want to hear from you. So welcome to the show, Maeve.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a Hunterdon County resident. I've been living in Hunterdon County since 1985. I did start the Lambertville Cultural Center back in 1979 when Lambertville was not quite the way it is today, where we taught dance and theater and all kinds of arts. And then in 2004, I founded the Franklin Theater Works, which is based in Franklin Township, Hunterdon County, the heart of Hunterdon County. And we train young people in dramatic arts, music. And you mentioned that we were bequeathed 10 acres, which indeed we were in 2014. And I've spent the last year and a half going through studies and gathering information and finally received a variance from the township to build an art academy and cultural center on the 10 acres.
Is it up now?
No, it's not up now. So we're just beginning our fundraising.
That's so exciting. Okay, great.
That's very really, exciting.
No, that's so exciting. So now tell us a little bit out there just to make everybody aware that you are looking for, are you looking for sponsorships or just fundraising in general? How would someone get in touch to support this? Because it's so necessary in Hunterdon County.
Well, we have a website and mm-hmm. you can always contact us through the website or...
What's the website address?
It's www.franklintheaterworks.org.
Okay.
And, or you could call us at 800-508-9190. Or you could even call my cell phone.
Like, tell us a little bit about, like, okay, the work that you had to do in order to have that happen. I mean, how many years did you have to put into it? How did it happen?
Well, we founded Franklin Theater Works in 2004, and that's so for the past 11 years, we've been working, producing anywhere from 2 to 9 productions a year. We've been working out of Franklin Township School, Clinton Township School. We've done shows at North. We've done shows at local churches. Sometimes we've had, I don't know, 150 students going through the program a season. Certainly we've had over 600 students or more go through our program.
Is there an age range for the students?
Well, we work with children from 6 years old up to adults.
Wow.
And we've done shows anywhere from Cinderella to Sweeney Todd.
Really?
Yeah. Hamlet. We've done Hamlet, too.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Now, you have something coming up on October 1st that you want to tell everybody about, correct?
October 1st is, it's World Music Day, and that is being produced by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Okay.
And it will be held at the Deer Path Park, and it is free. And we have a quite exciting program that is featuring all kinds of different and unique instruments from around the world.
Wow.
And it should be quite an exciting. We're hoping that it will become an annual event.
And what's the time of day that's going on October 4th? Do you have an idea? Probably in the afternoon?
No, I think it begins mid-morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like that's going to be so enriching. And like you said, hopefully it will turn out to be an annual event. We're going to have to go to our first break already. It's 4:11. This is Talented People. I'm in studio with our guest today, Maeve Pambiangi. And she's got so much more to say about the arts and some of the work that she does here in Hunterdon County, which is with years of accolades, awards, and everything else contributing to our wonderful county here. So stand by. We'll be right back after our break.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon again, talented people. Thanks for listening in. I've got a guest in studio today that I'm so happy to share with you. She actually came so highly recommended as a talented person from the Chamber of Commerce. Our girl who handles everything, Laura Cummins, made the introduction. Her name is Maeve, and it's Pam Bianchi. And she is, again, she was has been a stage performer, I should say, in Paris, New York, and Philadelphia. She established the Lambertville Cultural Center in 1979 and Franklin Theater Works in 2004. And then along the way, in 2005, she was bequeathed, or FTW, which is, again, the Franklin Theater Works, was bequeathed 10 acres in Franklin Township. And she worked there for more than a year to gain a variance for the Art Academy and Cultural Center, which is going to include a theater to serve Hunterdon and surrounding counties. So and then she also obtained a grant, which is pretty cool too. We're going to hear about that. I want to hear about, you know, Maeve, tell us about being a stage performer yourself. Go back to the beginning and share with us, like, why did you go to Paris and a little bit more about that. It must be so awesome to be a stage performer.
Well, why did I go to Paris? I guess when I was 4 years old, I saw the movie Gigi.
Oh, love it. Love it.
And, as a little four-year-old girl, I fell in love with Paris. And I thought it was a great mistake that I was born in America. I should have been born in Paris. I felt it deep in my bones.
Wow.
So my whole life was geared towards going to Paris as soon as I could.
Wow.
So when I graduated high school, I didn't go on to college, although I was offered a scholarship for playing lacrosse. I went to Paris because that was my life dream.
Wow.
I had been there once before as an exchange student for the summer. I just loved it, and I went there. And I would have remained, but my family had certain needs, and so I was kind of called back.
Wow.
So I came back, mm-hmm. and I worked in a cultural center over in Paris while I was performing, and then I brought back a French he was an American choreographer, but we worked together in Paris, and we formed the Lambertville Cultural Center and taught there for 10 years.
Like, when you say you're a stage performer, what were you performing?
Well, when I was in Paris, I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. So I danced.
Like what kind? What kind of dancing?
Well, we had a group called the American Jazz Dance Ensemble. And we danced, and we did skits and kind of like a cabaret-type performance.
That must have been incredible. So then what did you do in New York and Philadelphia?
Oh, well, when I returned from Paris, I immediately started to go to New York to study acting.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I became a very serious actor. I studied with Jean Frankel for 14 years, I think. And with him, I studied, I studied with many people. I went to HB Studios and studied with Uta Hagen, and I also, Steve Strempel, and many, many. I even took classes at Martha Graham, Alvin Ailey, Phil Black.
Wow.
Did a lot of studying in New York City in the arts, all levels, and I thought that would enhance not only myself and my career, but also as a teacher. I've been teaching for over 30 years.
And again, all the way from, like, is the youngest around six up to adults?
Yeah.
What about, okay, so when you were dancing and then you came over and started to study acting, what was it just stage performances? Have you ever been in film, or does it?
No,
I prefer acting to dancing, or what?
I did a couple of films as extra, but it wasn't really my thing. I was a dramatic actress, and so you know, to do Strindberg or Chekhov or things of that nature is really my strong suit. I have done comedies, but. You know, I'm a serious dramatic actress.
And you can tell, but you also have a great little sense of humor and a great smile. And I want to say I'm having a really good time listening and learning about this because, you know, when we talk about talented people, we have so many different types of talented people come through our shows on television, radio, and on, you know, in the social world. But I haven't had a chance to meet anyone that's done what you've done, especially the dedication that you have to actually being able, like you said, for 30 years to stay true to the mission and teach. And then have, tell us a little bit about what it's like to, and what, when I want to say a parent or even a young adult or adult comes to you and says, I want to be taught, coached, whatever you call it. What do you look for in them? And what are some of the stories of I want to say, your best accomplishments on the teaching side?
Well, when children come to me, I don't think that I really look for anything specific in them. I look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons that I am a successful teacher,
mm-hmm.
is because I really take the time to look at the student and to see perhaps the layers that are not on the surface,
mm-hmm.
The layers of their personality, the strengths or the talents or the passions they may have, and they're too young to have really accessed them themselves. And so I am very strong in perhaps casting young people in roles that no one else would see them do. And in doing that, you see a whole nother side of the child. I've had parents come up to me weeping because they either didn't know, they didn't recognize their child on stage, they didn't know that their child had that in them. I've worked with children that have autism.
Oh, really?
And I didn't, frankly, even know
right.
that they had autism because I wasn't, you know, usually the parents tell me if there's something that I should be aware of with their child. But since I was not, you know, made aware of that, I treated him just like everyone else.
And he probably just overperformed in the perfect way or what?
Oh, he was perfect.
Yeah,
he
I can picture
was,
it.
You know, he ended up being King Rat in you know, the Pied Piper or something. But you know, I had another child who, you know, never talked to anyone in school. He was quite isolated. And his brother was in the theater program, and his mother came to me and said, I really would like you to take my other son into the theater program. And I said, well, fine. We have no barriers. Anyone can join. It was a very nominal fee. And she says, but he doesn't want to act. And I said, okay, that's fine. We need all kinds of things in the theater. We need stage help. We need things with everything. We need help with everything. And so he told me, I said, well, what do you want to do in the theater? He goes, well, I don't really want to do theater. I'll just work behind the curtain. And I said, okay, that's fine. But as we started to run rehearsals, I would see him kind of edge out on the stage a little more and a little more. And I said, well, you know what? I really need someone to be a shoeshine boy, but I don't want them to look at the audience. I want them to be on stage, and I want them to have their back to the audience because I just think it would look better that way. And so he said, okay, he would try that. So he came out from backstage onto the stage, and he started as a shoeshine boy, and then by the end of the run he was full face to the audience and just lapping up everything, and made such terrific strides.
I love that.
That the next show he asked me for two roles.
Really?
Two speaking roles, and the following show he was cast as one of the leads.
That's incredible.
And let me just finish one more sentence. I know we're rushed to get on to something, but what happened to this young man was a young man who couldn't speak to children in school became known as, like, the best actor. And it really did change his life.
I'm sure it did.
And if you ask me, what do I get out of teaching children and why I would spend so much time doing so, it's the fulfillment of watching young people spread their wings and really realize things about themselves that perhaps they didn't know.
I love it. I want to ask you, now you got me into this, I'm like, okay, I got to ask a couple questions. First, if a parent or if someone wanted to get in touch with you to have their student or their child or themselves involved in your program, can you give a little bit of information just as to what the process is, you know?
Well, we're taking we've rolled back just a little bit. It's become more and more difficult for us to do our shows at schools because of security issues, because we have gotten to the point that our shows demand quite a bit of technical support. And we've found that a lot of the high schools, they can't give us the time we need. If I'm going to put up a show, if we're going to work hard and put all the pieces together, we need at least of a week.
A week. That's what was my next question. A week? What? Every time I go. I know I'm on behalf of my listeners here, because I now have you in the studio. I go to see a lot of the plays and so on, and my niece was actually one of the leads many, many times over in Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. But anyway, like you said, we will go and look over, like, who is this person? She's Annie. She could sing through the whole thing. No stage fright, nothing, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, as the viewer in the audience, how do you get the whole cast to do everything they have to do with all of the technical, like you said, in a week? How do you that?
No, we don't do it in a week. We take about 8 weeks to put a show together.
Which
but I'm saying that you need a week to be on stage.
Oh, you have to have a week to be able to do the performances.
Well, when you take children to put them on stage to do a show that's, I would say, you know, complex with all kinds of scenery and costumes and changes, you need at least a week for them to be comfortable, because we want it to be a success. And I say that not to be a success so that the audience is happy. Yes, I really like for the audience to be happy. I like for the audience to be fulfilled. But more importantly, I like for the children to have success at what they're doing.
Right.
And in order for them to do that, we need a period of time.
Right.
And it's become increasingly more difficult to get that much time on one of the stages in a local high school or middle school. They have their own programs. They have need, which is what's so exciting about us building our own cultural center with our own stage.
See, that's what I love to be able to learn about, is that you were able to go and understand this challenge and recognize that it was going to set back the ability for you to have more performances and so on because there was limited opportunity, understanding security, following you along 100%. So then that's where you ended up getting the 10 acres to build the new facility.
Yes, we were bequeathed 10 acres, and then we had to get approval from the township, which we have. We're also working, actually doing an Echo Art program in partnership with the National Resource Conservation Services.
Wow.
And Xerces. We're going to, there's a little bit of wetlands on the property. We're going to enhance them. We're going plant pollinization plants to encourage the migration and encourage a habitat for pollinators, which include the monarch butterfly, which is
so beautiful.
My personal,
I love the butterflies. That is so cool. Oh my God, I love it. I can just picture it all. So, we want everybody to remember that there are fundraising needs, that there's help needed. It seems like you need a lot of different types of help, right?
We need a lot of help.
Can you just give a little bit as to what, in a perfect world, you would have if a listener wanted to volunteer some time to support? Everybody loves the arts. You know, we all want to keep it going. And, you know, unless we know from you what you need, we don't know. So can you tell us all?
Well, I don't want to release any kind of, we haven't yet set our first fundraiser for the building, and I'm not really ready to release a date nor to say, well, we need this kind of help. I mean, money, of course,
right,
we need.
Right.
But, you know, architectural design, we've got quite a bit of that done, but there's just...
It's just important for everybody out there to know that this is happening and that you've gotten this to the point where it's at. And so, you know, we're just glad to support you and give you encouragement as to what you are doing on behalf of all of the kids and the county.
Yes, and the arts. Beyond, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, we're going to go to our quick break. It's already 4:29 here at Talented People on August 24th. And then when we get back, we're going to learn a little bit more from our very esteemed guest, Maeve Pambiangi. She's done so much for the county. She's working so much for the arts and for the kids. And we want to, like, share a little bit more about some fun other enterprising things that she's working on. So we'll be right back. Stay with us through the news and weather.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A couple of instructors and the students, we decided to get out of the building. At the same time, bullets were coming and people were running around here and there. The huge fire was over there also.
A witness to the Islamic terror attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul. One person confirmed dead. More than a dozen have been wounded in the attack by multiple gunmen. Two professors, including an American, were abducted earlier this month from the university by gunmen in military uniforms. The death toll after a massive 6.2 earthquake near Rome has climbed to 120. The death toll is expected to climb even higher as officials say they are searching through the rubble of homes. Officials say as the earthquake struck in the early morning hours, many of the dead died when their homes collapsed on top of them. As Hillary Clinton attacks for-profit universities for student loan debt, now reports Bill Clinton was the spokesman for one of those schools. He earned $17 million as a spokesman. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm going to share with you a little update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in our area of listening. It's just been gorgeous weather out for the last couple days, and it's going to stay that way pretty much. A little bit warmer, but basically, tonight mostly clear with a high around 61. Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 87. Thursday night, just a little chance of showers before 2 a.m., but mostly about a low of 69. Friday, slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2, mostly sunny with a high of 90. Mostly clear on Friday night with a low about 68, and then sunny all day with a high of 89 on Saturday, and mostly clear with a low about 65 on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 88, and partly cloudy with a low of 67 on Sunday night. Partly sunny again on Monday with a high of 88 and a low of 67. So now we're back with our guest in studio today. She's just really a wonderful and amazing person. Her name is Maeve Pambiangi, and she was a stage performer in Paris and Philadelphia and New York, and then she came and established the Lambertville Cultural Center in 1979 and the Franklin Theater Works, FTW, in 2004. It's important to note that she worked really diligently, and she's been teaching children from the age of 6 to adults acting. She's a very intense drama actress and teacher. And then she was actually bequeathed, the the FTW, 10 acres in Franklin Township, and she worked for more than a year to gain a variance that would allow the Art Academy and Cultural Center to include a theater and to serve Hunterdon County and surrounding areas. And this is a really big deal. So if you've been listening along, basically there's limited and less because of security and other reasons, places for, I want to say, venues and stages for the arts that she works with. So she basically decided to go and get the money and start working on her own. And that's going to happen in the upcoming years. We'll see it as it progresses. We'll keep you posted. But all along this time, because she's so creative, as she said, and it's kind of funny because she says she's not self-promoting, which she is not. My job is to tell you about her. So I'm just telling you with a big smile, this is just such a great person and doing so many things. And then in addition to that, she always wanted to run an ice cream shop. And so in May of this year, after months of rigorous renovation and refurbishment, she opened the doors at Pambee's. It's a new super premium ice cream and gelato shop that is located between Clinton and Flemington on Route 31. So, Maeve, we want to hear all about this. Tell us about how did you, or do both, and tell us about how you are able and the joy you must have because of what you said about there's a lot of joy in the kids and now you've got ice cream shop for everybody.
Well, I guess all the years that I lived in Paris, I lived there for 6 years, I really developed a love of food. And I love ice cream. Mm-hmm. I used to make ice cream at home just for my own family and friends and loved it. And I always thought it would be cool to have an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
And so during this year that I was working with the rest of our FTW board on the variants and the studies and things of that nature, this little shop came on the market. And so I said, well, there it is. It's 8 minutes from my house. And I've always wanted to do it. Theaters in a little bit of a lull at the moment.
We'll call it a hiatus.
A hiatus, yes. Getting ready for the next the next level. And so it was there. It was close to my home. I said, well, now's the time to try. So I'll try it. And so now I make ice cream almost every day.
You yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. And, okay, I want everybody to know that what this is so exciting about as well is that Pambee's, which is there a significance? I know your name. Is that?
Well, Pambee's comes from my husband's parents, who used to run a little steak shop in the 1950s.
Called
Pambee's Steak Shop.
That's so cool.
And so I added the heart and the cow and took the name, and here we are with Pambee's today.
All right. Okay, so now tell us exactly between Clinton and Flemington where on 31 it's located.
It's just it's on the southbound side, okay. Right near Payne Road.
Okay.
A pretty big intersection.
Yeah, that's a big intersection now.
Yeah, if you were going northbound, you'd take the jug handle at Molasses Hill.
Okay.
Road. Okay. And if you're coming southbound, it's before Payne Road.
So tell us, okay, so now you're known, and when was your grand opening?
We never had a grand
really?
Opening. No, we never did.
You just opened?
Well, here's the thing.
You can always have a grand opening later, you know.
Well, I can. Yes, we can have one later. I don't, just like I don't put children on stage until they're ready to have a successful opening.
That's good.
I was not going to have a grand opening before I had my recipes down and the staff trained,
yeah.
Which I might say that I have. We have hired 20 young people to work at Pambee's.
Wow. Another contribution to the county. Thank you.
Well, yes, and it's quite a thing, but I am used to working with young people.
I was going to say, yes, so you probably would know more than anyone about that.
Training 20 people to, do it the way I think it should be done was a task I was used to.
So tell us a little bit about what you're training them and some of the experience that you have such a reputation for at Pambee's.
Well, as I said, I look at people. And I look at these young people, and they have strengths. And I think when you focus on people's strengths and you see the value in them and you look them in the eyes and you are gentle and kind and firm and direct and able to direct them.
Right.
I think they respond really well.
Right.
And I'm so, so proud of our staff.
Really?
You know, I mean,
that's
they're not perfect.
So great.
They are not perfect. Right. Nobody's perfect, right? We can't. I can't say that if you come to Pambies, you're going to have an absolutely perfect experience and you won't have any complaints, but these are terrific kids. And I have to tell you, my husband, Wayne, he says if these young people are representative of future America, then we're in pretty good shape.
Wow. Okay, now you're going to make me cry. Okay. No, that's very, very sweet, and that is so intense to hear. Tell us about – I've got to stop and say, you know, I hope that your staff will listen and hear that, because I think it's so important when you do feel recognized and that you have actually taken this time to talk about the staff and how your husband and you feel about this and how important it is for them to know that. So thank you about that. Now, we want to talk about a little bit more about the homemade nature of it and how you are making this ice cream, and it's got so many reviews and the unique flavors. Tell us about some of the flavors.
Well, I like creating new combinations, and there are some favorites that everybody likes. Mm-hmm. I mean, my very most recent flavor was melon and fig, which it got a rave review today. It's not for everyone.
Yeah, oh my God. But, no, it's just creative again, though, I have to say. I'm sure it's delicious. So.
Well, people eat melon and figs all the time, right. But whether you put it in ice cream. Is another thing. The rose cardamom is another favorite, which is – I like that. I love roses, so – that's one of my favorite.
Have you been making those for years, or do you just start, like, and then what makes you decide to actually put it out for the day?
Well, when I first started making ice cream, I did look at some recipes, and I tried them, but I immediately changed them. Because, you know, I don't normally, when I cook at home, I don't normally follow a recipe, you know, verbatim. Mm-hmm. I'm always changing it. I don't use measuring devices very often.
Wow.
But the people seem to love the ice cream, and some of the most wonderful things that some of the reviews have said, that it's the first time that I've been able to eat ice cream that really kind of slowed me down and allowed me to really enjoy the taste. I thought that was a really nice review, because the thing about ice cream is most people just love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I see people eating it, and I can tell that they're enjoying it, and they tell me they enjoy it, and it's kind of, I like that.
Yes. Oh, you know, hello, it's your baby. It's like very special. It's got to be very rewarding when people say something complimentary on your work. What about like some of the other things that you offer there too? Like you've got cakes and gelato. And
well, yes. I make gelato as well. Most of them at the moment they have some alcohol in them, like Kahlua cream or Jamaican rum raisin.
Wow.
Or
I'm coming over.
cream de mint.
That's so neat.
But we also have just plain gelato with chocolate, and we will start, now that I have a new machine, at first I could hardly keep up with the demand for the ice cream because I had a small machine, because I didn't know if I could take what I love doing at home and make it on a big scale.
Mm-hmm.
But soon I realized that I needed a bigger machine. So I've got my bigger machine now, so it's allowing me more time to be creative and just to put out some of these interesting flavors.
Right.
Like I made a fennel and orange blossom yesterday.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like fennel?
Yes, but it must be so much fun. I do too. But I love the fact that you can actually kind of be as creative as you want any day of the week.
Right.
What about being a business owner? I know that you were talking before about the staff and training and everything, but as I want to say, you were I always kind of a business owner, I would say, is teaching side of it. As now that it is a commercial building, has it been anything new that you've learned that you want to share with our people out there who think about taking on a new business idea? Like, how does it feel?
Well, I didn't realize it would be as much work as it is. That's for sure.
Love it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And it's taken a lot of time from me, from the things that I normally do. But I think once I get the handle of it, I'll gain some of that time back and revert back to some other important projects I'm working on. But you know, Wayne handles quite a bit of the back end of it, the payroll and that kind of thing. I manage the operations part of it. As I was an actress for many, many years, I was also a waitress for many, many years.
Well, I love that, too. Yeah, that's like the beginning, they say. Yeah, right?
And so, you know, I'm big on service. I like our customers to be satisfied.
What are the hours of operation?
Well, we're just going to change. We were open all summer from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Wow.
But now with school starting and whatnot, we're going to be open from Tuesday through Sunday. During the week, it's going to be from 2:30 to 9:30. On the weekends, it will be 1 p.m. to 10 p.m.
It's got to be like just thinking about the perfect location between 100 and Central and North 102, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's just perfect. Yes. You couldn't ask for anything more for the kids to go out after school or whatever, and everybody drives by that way.
And we're staying open all year round. We won't be closing as many of the ice cream, some ice cream places do.
No, that's great.
We're going to stay open. We do have quite a few people come in and buy quarts. We also make ice cream cakes.
Oh, really?
So,
that's so cool.
And we have a lot of flavors coming up for the holidays: pumpkin seed maple, cranberry walnut, eggnog, chestnut.
That's incredible. So, I'm so impressed, and I love it. You know, honestly, what it sounds like is that while you have opportunities of time, you obviously take all the advantage of that, those opportunities as you can, because you've got so much going on. And I do think that the fact that you've employed at least 20 people, kids in the area, says a lot to you and your husband. And it's just very charming to know that you have this Pambies right there on 31 between Clinton and Flemington that everybody can go and try these extraordinary different flavors and the experience itself, and just kind of learning more about you and all that you've brought to and are working on bringing to the area. Is there anything that you'd like to share with everybody at the end of the show here that you'd like people to know about?
I don't know. I've never been a, I don't know. Like, I've never been a big self-promoter. So,
well, what about just when someone has, again, an idea and they are a little shy about just putting it together? Like, would you tell them to do it? And what do you tell your students?
Well, you know, my father, he said to me growing up, he said, and I remember it all the time, he says, "Maeve, nothing ventured, nothing gained."
Wow, that's perfect. That's perfect way. Like, for one, it speaks exactly to what you did as far as getting, you know, having everything that you've got going on with the new the Art Academy and Cultural Center. It's nothing ventured, nothing gained, right?
That's right.
And same with the ice cream parlor, although we already know it's a huge success. And it actually, again, you know, this whole conversation came because of the support that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is already giving to you on both sides of your work on the art and all of the teaching and cultural contributions that you've made, and then also to bringing another business into the area that is just so much fun, and it's really getting rave reviews, Maeve. All right, so we're going to thank you for listening to Talented People today. It's already 4:47 in the afternoon. We'll be back next week, and until then, we hope you enjoy the wonderful weather. And Maeve, thank you so much again for being on the show today. We want everybody out there to know about Pambies and to also support the arts. You can get in touch just by contacting the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Make it easy on you if you want to learn more about Maeve and everything that she's doing here. Have
thank
a great
you.
Week, and thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A couple of instructors and the students, we decided to get out of the building. At the same time, bullets were coming and people were running around here and there. The huge fire was over there also.
A witness to the Islamic terror attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul. One person confirmed dead. More than a dozen have been wounded in the attack by multiple gunmen. Two professors, including an American, were abducted earlier this month from the university by gunmen in military uniforms. The death toll after a massive 6.2 earthquake near Rome has climbed to 120. The death toll is expected to climb even higher as officials say they are searching through the rubble of homes. Officials say as the earthquake struck in the early morning hours, many of the dead died when their homes collapsed on top of them. As Hillary Clinton attacks for-profit universities for student loan debt, now reports Bill Clinton was the spokesman for one of those schools. He earned $17 million as a spokesman. USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Donald Trump turning the Clinton Foundation scandals into a campaign stump speech. Here's Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton is desperate to cover up her crimes.
That's Donald Trump after ABC News and other outlets report that the Clinton Foundation's donors often requested and at times were given access to the U.S. State Department when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Now her campaign manager is coming to the defense of the candidate and her foundation.
Hillary Clinton doesn't have a conflict of interest with charitable work. That's all it is. We need to look a lot more closely at Donald Trump if we're going to drill down this deep on Hillary Clinton.
Campaign manager Robbie Mook saying it would be wrong to shut down the foundation when it's providing over 10 million people with life-saving drugs and other forms of help. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turkey raising the concern of Russia after invading parts of Syria with their military, the Obama administration quietly supporting Turkey's raid. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They called it the world's longest aircraft and celebrated a very successful first flight. The second flight didn't go as well. Here's a story from London.
All crew are said to be safe and well after the 302-foot aircraft nosedived on landing. Damage was visible to its cockpit due to the impact, while teams are now carrying out investigations into why the airlander crashed. It's believed the Airlander 10 could be used for surveillance, delivery of aid, travel and communications in the future. And despite the crash, the aircraft's developers say the flight went well, with the exception of issues on landing. Natalie Powell, London.
A study into the New York Police Department is condemning them for the manner in which they handled investigations into Muslims with possible terror connections. Here's the story.
The report says while the NYPD demonstrated a valid basis for opening probes, it didn't always follow its own rules.
A lot of the rules that are designed to make sure that we don't pose a risk to constitutional rights were not getting followed all the time.
Department of Investigations Commissioner Mark Peters says undercover cops and confidential informants were used to infiltrate and monitor Muslim groups even after permission for those probes expired. But Police Commissioner Bill Bratton is pleased with the findings, saying every investigation was documented with no evidence of improper motives. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
More news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A couple of instructors and the students, we decided to get out of the building. At the same time, bullets were coming and people were running around here and there. The huge fire was over there also.
A witness to the Islamic terror attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul. One person confirmed dead. More than a dozen have been wounded in the attack by multiple gunmen. Two professors, including an American, were abducted earlier this month from the university by gunmen in military uniforms. The death toll after a massive 6.2 earthquake near Rome has climbed to 120. The death toll is expected to climb even higher as officials say they are searching through the rubble of homes. Officials say as the earthquake struck in the early morning hours, many of the dead died when their homes collapsed on top of them. As Hillary Clinton attacks for-profit universities for student loan debt, now reports Bill Clinton was the spokesman for one of those schools. He earned $17 million as a spokesman. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Probiotic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, it's time for our Hunt Chamber Radio weather right now in Flemington. 15 degrees. We have a severe weather alert in effect. It's going to be getting cold into the minus 30s with wind chill. We'll get down to minus 2 tomorrow night, so you need to make some preparations for that. Dry gas, making sure you're taking care of your pets, your house plants, and check on the elderly, make sure that they're being taken care of.